Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As the Democratic Party grapples with President Trump's agenda, Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom have reached career crossroads. And for more on the two political, they're being called frenemies. I don't know if that's accurate or not. We're joined live in the news studio by KCBS insider Phil Matier, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, and our own Eric Thomas. Mayor, you had a different relationship, but with both of them.
That's putting it mildly. That's a great opener.
Both benefited from your.
You want to try that lead again?
Both were proteges. Okay, let's put it that way. Both were proteges. Okay, what are your impressions of them and their stages of the careers?
Well, they're friends. At least they appear to be friends, and their careers have gone in different directions. Her career went almost to the top with the VP, and his career, as far as he's concerned, it's on its way to the top. So I think that that would have to indicate that each of them is going to try to get the other to support them, whatever they're doing.
You know, for years, for decades, insiders in San Francisco and California have made a point of keeping them each sort of in their own lanes going forward so that they wouldn't cross, that they wouldn't be in competitive situations. And now there is an unspoken competitiveness, although I'm not sure it's much of one. Kamala Harris has launched her book drive, which is not going very well. She's like lapped around the speedway and might have blown a tire. Gavin Newsom is revving up for his lap to run for president. So are they even in the same lanes anymore?
Well, they're not on the same planet. What are you talking about, in the same lane? No, it's an interesting challenge. And I must tell you up front, I don't really believe that she will be in the way of Newsom.
She's not running.
By 28.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Your impression of Newsom taking on President Trump head on with these tweets or exit, whatever you call them, and her being, you know, mostly non-confrontational about this.
Well, she's no longer a part of the scene, so to speak. She has been the vice president. She ran for president. She lost, and she's got a good deal with Simon & Schuster on a book that, I don't know, doesn't make a lot of sense from my personal standpoint, but nevertheless, she's yesterday, so to speak. Newsom is trying to be tomorrow. And believe me, that's a greater challenge. And he clearly knows that the target has to be the guy who leads every news story in this country, Donald Trump.
I wanted to ask you about an excerpt from the book. We'll just give it a pump here, 107 Days. So she finds out that Biden isn't going to seek re-election, and Newsom texts her and says, "Hiking, we'll call you back."
No, she calls him.
She calls him.
And he texts back, "Hiking, we'll call you back."
And right. Never receives a call.
Well, now, you can't be sure of that, because people always say, "I didn't return the calls." When I know I did, it's just that I didn't realize it wasn't their number.
I attempted to return your call.
I mean, that was pro forma. The minute every word he says that he was in the process of contradicting stories. You know, you hear different things. Oh, he's actually in the process of endorsing her when she called, and he should have known that. No, basically, he did what any politician I know does when they get the call they don't want to answer. I mean, she was calling to say, I'll get your endorsement. And he was saying, I'm hiking. I'm gone. I'll call you when I get back.
Well, now, I'm not sure that that was a good way for you to present this, because I don't think he deliberately avoided the call, and I don't think he deliberately ignored returning a call. I'm guessing that he is going to return it.
Well, how many bridges has she burned with this book?
What?
How many bridges has Kamala Harris burned with this book?
107.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. That's Willie Brown and Phil Mateer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.